Yesu yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya nno muli nnyo lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is the life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusomo wa Bible.
And a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Ate okwongera okukutuusaako ekitundu eky'omukaaga.
And once again, to reach unto you the secret part.
Akatundu kaliba.
The portion B.
Mukwanukura kwa Katonda ensi.
In the answering of God unto the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi.
Why there are many problems.
Mukyango mwaka 2020 kutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Era nga tukyagenda mu maaso.
And we are still moving on.
N'okunyonyola engeri ez'emirundi esatu.
Explaining the three ways.
Katonda zazze abikulamu okuyitibwa kwazze asuubiza mawanga gonna.
Through which God has come revealing His worldwide promised call.
Okusinziira mu Uganda kwali Africa.
And it is basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Era okuyitibwa okwo okw'ensi yonna.
In that call of the whole world.
Nga gwe mulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
And it is God's final work on this planet Earth.
Okusinziira mu Uganda kwali Africa.
Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Okugamba nti ayise amawanga gonna.
To say He has called all the nations.
Okukola awamu naye.
To work together with Him.
Mulimu gwe okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
In His final work on this planet Earth.
Omulimu ogwo.
That work.
Nga ye revival.
And the revival.
Okuddizibwa obuggya.
And the restoration.
Okukyasinzira okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
The greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Nakusinzira mu Uganda ekola lya Africa.
And bases in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So mu ngeri ezo ez'emirundi esatu.
Now in those three ways.
Zazze abikulamu okuyitibwa okwo.
Through which He has come revealing that call.
Tugenda mu maaso n'engeri n'okumaliriza engeri y'okusatu.
We move on to finish the third way.
Engeri yabikuddemu okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
The way He has revealed the call of the whole world.
Okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which is the nation of Uganda.
Omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Revival era okuddizibwa obuggya okukyasinze.
The revival and restoration is the greatest.
Era okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
The last of this planet Earth.
Ng'asinziira mu bunnabbi.
And is basing in the prophecy.
Obusinziira mu byandiko ebitukuvu.
Basing in the Holy Scripture.
Obufulumya mu biro bino ebya AD.
In this era of AD.
Okuva mu Uganda.
From within Uganda.
Ne wabweru wa Uganda.
And outside Uganda.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tutunuulidde obunnabbi obukyasembyeyo. Obukyasembyeyo mu nnaku zino.
We are looking to the latest prophecy.
Obwafuluma mwaka gwa 2019.
Was released in the year 2019.
Okuyita mubulizi w'enjiri. Okuyita mubulizi w'enjiri era omusumba.
Through the evangelist and the pastor.
Era nabi Ben Hinn.
And the prophet Ben Hinn.
Bwe yalinga asinziira eri e Ghana.
When he was basing in Ghana.
Bwe baalinga amaze okuweereza service.
After he administered the service there.
Ne bayingira mu kusaba.
And they entered prayer session.
Katonda n'amulaga okuwolesebwa.
God showed him a vision.
Okutambula kw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu okw'amaanyi.
The powerful move of the Holy Spirit.
Ng'asinziira mu Uganda.
Basing in Uganda.
Era okutambula kwa revival ya'amaanyi
of revival mighty in power.
Okusinziira mu Uganda.
Basing in Uganda.
Nga bwe kinaatuukira omwaka gwa 2022.
Time it will reach the year 2022.
Revival oyo ejja kuba etuuse mu nsi yonna.
That revival would have reached the entire world.
Okusinziira ku ebyo twannyonnyoseeko mu kitundu ekyasoose.
According that we got explained of in the first part.
Mu katundu A.
In portion A.
Aka ekitundu kino eky'omukaaga.
Of this secret part.
Eky'okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
Of the answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Mukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
So twasobodde okunnyonnyoka ebigambo ebyo ebibiri.
Now we were able to get explained those two words.
Amakulu g'ekigambo okutambula kw'omwoyo ogw'amaanyi,
the meaning of the word, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit in power. We got explained of it.
Twatunuliddeko ku byandikwa nga ebikwatuma essuula esookonyola omunaana.
We look to scriptures like Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Bwe twagambiddwa,
where we were told.
Ebikwatuma essuula esookonyola omunaana.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Bwe twagambiddwa,
where we were told.
Oyo omutuku bwe alijja ku mmwe,
when the Spirit will come upon you,
aliba w'amaanyi,
he will give you power.
Nammwe mulibeera bajulirwa
abantu. And you too will be my witnesses.
Yudaya,
in Judea, in
Jerusalem,
in Jerusalem,
in Samaria,
in Samaria, at the most parts of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now the mighty power of the Holy Spirit in power.
Okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi,
the move of the Holy Spirit in power,
kutuviirako okutambula ensi yonna nga tulwala obujulizi,
causes us move the entire world taking the witness there.
Era obujulizi twabunyonyose,
and the witness we could explain of it.
Twatuse wali Matayo essuula ya 24,
when we reached in the Matthew chapter 24, the verse 14,
batugamba nti n'enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
it told us that the gospel of the kingdom of God,
bwakabaka obw'omuggulu,
the kingdom of heaven,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
eriddamu okubulirwa amawanga gonna,
resume be preached in all the nations,
okubeera obujulirwa,
to be a witness.
So obujulizi obwo bwetutambula nabwo mu mwoyo omutukuvu omwanyi,
witness move with the Holy Spirit with power,
obeera njiri ya bwakabaka bwa Katonda obutuukirivu,
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness,
obwakabaka obw'omuggulu,
the kingdom of heaven.
Tetwasobodde okukitegeera n'ebyandiko ebirala bingi.
Now we were able to understand it with many other scriptures.
Ekyo Katonda kyeyolesa omubulizi w'enjiri Ben Hinn,
that which God envisioned evangelist Ben Hinn,
amugamba nti wagenda wali yalaba okwolesa ng'omwoyo omutukuvu atambula mu maanyi okusinziira mu Uganda.
He saw the vision as the Holy Spirit moved in power based in Uganda.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit,
okutambula okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
So twanyonyose ekigambo ekyo.
Now we could explain that one.
Ekigambo ekyokubiri ekyayongedde okunyonyoka, okwongera okutegeezebwa obulungi.
The second word we moved on to be told well.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
Okutambula kwa revival ne restoration okw'omwoyo omutukuvu ey'amaanyi mu maanyi. Praise Jesus.
Twategedde nti ebigambo bino ebya revival,
we understood that these words of revival,
si ffe tubikulemberamu naye omwoyo omutukuvu yatukulemberamu.
Not us will lead in them, but the Holy Spirit leads us.
Kubanga ye yennyini,
for he himself,
yamanyi bulungi nnyo ebibeera bisobezeddwa.
He's the one who knows well things which have gotten faulted.
Ebyo bye tuba tusobeza mu ndagaano enkadde,
those we faulted in the old covenant,
n'ebyo tusobeza mu ndagaano empya,
those we faulted in the new covenant,
nga tubikutte nga bwe yabibikulira mu batume ne bannabbi.
God held them as he revealed them through apostles and prophets.
Kusinako ebyo twawulidde mbabulamu essuula eri ey'omunaana,
according to those we had in Hebrews chapter 8,
olunyoro omusanvu n'olw'omunaana,
verses 7 and 8,
tisinga tewaaliwo okunenyezebwa mu ndagaano enkadde,
fall to the old covenant,
tewandibaddewo bbanga lya ndagaano mpya,
not be blessed for the new covenant.
Nti naye bw'atusanga nga ffe tukoze ensobi mu by'endagaano enkadde,
finding us with faults in each of the old covenant,
nga tetwabikola nga ebyalandikibwa,
we did do them as they were meant to,
yateekawo ebbanga eri endagaano empya asobole okututereeza,
we put space for the covenant to be able to correct us,
akole revival mu ebyo bye tusobezza,
to make revival in things we faulted,
naffe atulistowali nga atuzze buggya,
we too he restores us,
nga atuzzayo ku misingi,
take us back to the foundation.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Era tuwategeddeko,
and we understood,
asobole okubitujjukiza yekka ye mwoyo omutukuvu,
that the one who can remind them to us alone is the Holy Spirit,
osinziira ku biri mu Yokaana essuula ey'ekkumi n'ennya,
according to what is in the John chapter 14, verses 26,
oyagamba nti omwoyo bw'alijja,
where he said when the Spirit will come,
alibayigiriza byonna,
he will teach you all,
era alibajjukiza byonna,
he will remind you all.
So buli wabeerawo kubanga twerabidde,
anytime we appear to forget,
nga tukoze ensobi mu ebyo ebyatuweebwa mu ndagaano enkadde,
made faults in things given in the old covenant,
n'ebyo bye tukoze ensobi ze tukoze mu ebyo ebyandikwa mu ndagaano empya,
the faults we've done things written in the new covenant,
asobole okujja okubitujjukiza,
the one who can come remind them to us,
abeera mwoyo omutukuvu,
it is the Holy Spirit,
kubanga ye yavunaanyizibwa kubikuŋŋaanya,
because the one responsible in gathering them,
n'okubikubira obululu,
even to make allotments for them,
nga bwe birina okutambula,
as they are meant to move.
Era ebyo ebimu ku ebyo bye twawulidde wali mu Isaiah 3:14.
Those are some of what we had in Isaiah chapter 4:16-17 that seek in the book of the Lord and read, for none of them will lack its
maid.
The mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Spirit of God gathered, and when he gathered, he gathered passing through apostles and prophets
to
make him the new and the old covenant. He said, even he made a lot meant for them, and he put them a measuring line, a lot meant in that measuring line, which is in the Holy Scriptures.
To
meaning the Scripture can move with this one, even this one moves with this other. This one does not go beyond this meaning. That is the measuring line. Now when he makes revival in us, he takes us into Isaiah 28:9-13.
He
gets 2-4 commands and above to teach him to revive upon every issue of the commands of God. 2-4 and above scriptures to be able to revive written in the old and new covenant. Did he say here a little to get from the old and new testament?
So
that is what Lord God showed evangelist Benihin in the year 2019, when he was at Ghana, and he moved there to preach the gospel. God showed him a vision. He speaks that,
I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. Mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in
2022.
Exactly 3 years from now. That is
2019.
A mighty Holy Spirit revival and restoration will come from the nation of Uganda.
Revival and restoration. Uganda.
I tell you, I see a vision.
Bagamba double Holy Sewa.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Kwa manji mu Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Those words we got explained of them.
Kwa manji
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. We got explained of that. What God spoke with the evangelist
Benihin,
the vision he gave him upon Uganda. And we got explained.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
The revival and restoration in Yetambula.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But those God told them to him, after he had repented, because he repented, he says 20 years back, he had already left the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And in that time he was trying to revive himself. Now we want to see like three things. Which are in the repentance of evangelist Benihin. When he departed from the gospel 20 years back, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
So,
now, altogether, this head
tells us,
we see the repentance of evangelist Benihin after departing from the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. 20 years back,
up there 2019.
Now God bless you.
As you
move on to hear what was evolved in it, as we also read them in the scriptures. In the first paragraph,
he said
to the whole world and spoke saying like this.
He said,
Yagamba,
and today, sadly,
munaku.
Among the corners of the gospel is about how to build this fresh.
Masimu gonake funye agampita kunjiri. Gonaga kuatagana mukuziba mubiri.
It fails to be a good message. That is to make money.
Nga mulimu kola sente.
And I'm sorry to say,
naemu sonyi wagamba,
that prosperity has brought a lot of crazy.
Nti enjiri yobyo kula kula na erese italuri inji.
And I'm correcting my own theology.
Era ndi mukulongo sa theology wange.
And you need to all know it.
Era mwenna mulino chimanya.
Yes, you have been
praised in this much.
Paragraph ye yasoka.
In his first paragraph.
Addressing ANC.
When he addressed the world.
Mkwenenya.
In his repentance.
Yagamba.
He said.
Echenaku.
That sadly.
Omasimu agankubirwa. Agenjiri.
In the phone calls which are rung to me concerning the gospel.
Gari kubia kuzimba mubiri.
They are all focusing on building the flesh.
Nechidarikanga message. No.
It appears like a good message.
Echuchecho kukura se.
That is for making money.
Na ye.
But.
Ndi sore okubagamba,
I am sorry to say,
nti enjiri ey'ebyenfuna by'ensi eno,
that the prosperity gospel,
erese eddalu lingi,
has brought much crazy, it's caused a lot of craziness.
Era ndi wano okulongoosa okuyiga kwange eri Katonda.
And I'm here to correct my theology before God.
Era nammwe mwenna mulina okukimanya.
All you have to know that.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Before I go to the next paragraph, which will be the third, I want us to look in the Holy Scriptures. How do they speak of the prosperity gospel? Indeed, does God send us to preach the prosperity gospel? Or the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness? In the kingdom of heaven. The evangelist Benihin. And the pastor and the prophets. After repentance, God gave him a vision where revival would come from. Revival is to come from Uganda, Pearl of Africa. But him and all, that they can be revived. But this
one
he used in his repentance, that I am sorry to say that the prosperity gospel is called a lot of craziness in the world.
Yes, you have to be.
Praise Jesus. That word
crazy,
dalu,
out of control,
because you appear out of control. You for yourself, you can steal, you can rob, you can lie, you can see for powers of darkness,
and
prove their gains you get.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much. And he says, even fall in love, which is not clear, that financial love,
and
that every time you shake. The kingdom of Satan can shake you.
Unsafe
without any protection. But the truth is like this. God never set us preach the prosperity gospel.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus much. But he sent us telling us
that
we first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. The kingdom of heaven. And after we discover the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, which we are turned into a gospel, God is ready to just add them to us, even to freely give them to us. And God is true. He balances our finances,
eby'omwoyo n'eby'omubiri,
spiritual and the physical.
Wabula ng'agamba,
but he says,
ekikwetaagisa gwe ate okulowooza nnyo ku byenfuna by'ensi eno,
does not need you to think much of the things of this world.
Bozi awamu n'okubifuula enjiri,
maybe even to make them into a gospel.
Kubanga byo si njiri,
for they are not a gospel.
Wabula by'ebisuubizo ebigoberera enjiri,
but they are a promise following the gospel.
Yesu yabazibwe,
praise Jesus' name.
So tujjukira,
now we remember,
bwe tubeera tusabirwa,
that when we are prayed for,
mubala yokaana esooka,
according to the first John,
ebbaluwa yokaana ey'okusatu,
third John,
olunyiri olusooka n'olwokubiri,
chapter 1 and 2,
ayogera ng'agamba bwati,
he speaks saying like this,
ebbaluwa yokaana ey'okusatu n'olunyiri olusooka,
third John, from verse 1,
nze omukadde mpandiikira Gayo omwagalwa gwe njagala mu mazima. Olunyi olwokubiri, omwagalwa nsaba obeerenga bulungi mu bigambo byonna era obeerenga n'obulamu n'emmeeme nti n'emmeeme eyo nti bw'ebeera obulungi.
Yesu yabazibwe, n'emmeeme
editi
ningakisome mu Luzungu,
third John,
ebbaluwa Yokaana ey'okusatu,
chapter 1,
esula esooka,
verse 1,
olunyiri olusooka,
the elder unto the well beloved Gaius,
omukadde eri Gausi omwagalwa ennyo,
whom I love in the truth,
oyo gwe njagala mu mazima,
verse 2,
olunyiri olwokubiri, omwagalwa,
I wish above all things,
era njaya n'okusukuma ebintu byonna,
that you may be prosper,
nti okulaakulane,
that you may prosper,
nti okulaakulane,
and be in health,
era obeere mubulamu obulungi,
even as your soul prosper,
era nga n'emmeeme yo ng'ekulaakulana.
Yesu yabazibwe,
praise Jesus much.
Okusuubira ku bbaluwa Yokaana eno ey'okusatu,
according to third John,
olunyi olusooka n'olwokubiri,
the verse 1 and 2,
Katonda mwenkanya,
God is just,
Katonda agambye,
God has said,
tukusinga nnyo,
that most of all,
kyekusabira,
I pray for you,
kusinga byonna,
most of all,
njagala obeere bulungi,
I wish that you prosper,
naye,
but,
okulaakulane mu mwoyo,
and you prosper in your spirit,
ne mu mubiri,
even in the flesh,
okutegeeza nti,
meaning that,
ababuulira ebyenfuna by'ensi,
those who preach material gains of this world,
bayefuuse enjiri,
and stand to the gospel,
tewabeerawo obugagga bw'ogenda kufuna obw'omuggulu,
there are no riches of heaven you're going to be getting,
era olunkanira ensi eno,
and to get greedy of things of the world,
ogamba kyambika ky'omubisi,
and you fall in the snare of the evil Satan,
naye Katonda,
but he God,
aba ayagala ofukasinga ku eby'omuggulu,
once you focus on things of heaven,
y'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven,
kati bino bye weetaaga,
now these you need,
eby'okukulaakulana n'okw'omubiri,
of prospering in the flesh,
abikwongereko bwongezi,
he adds them just to you.
Yesu yabazibwe,
praise Jesus much.
Era wabeerawo ekikolimo eky'amaanyi,
there is a great curse,
nga bw'olaba olwaleero mu nsi yonna,
as it is today in the entire world,
oluvannyuma lw'okukyusa kw'enjiri,
after the changing of the gospel,
kuvira nga tuva ku y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
as depart from that of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
the kingdom of heaven.
Y'ensonga lwaki,
it's the reason why,
omubulizi w'enjiri Benny Hinn,
evangelist Benny Hinn,
mu kwenenya yagambye,
in his repentance he said,
nti enjiri ey'ebyenfuna,
that the financial prosperity
gospel, eddaluli nji,
cause a lot of craziness,
ne bajja mu control nga tebakyasobola kwefuku,
they get out of control,
nga banyenyezebwa sitaani,
they are shaken by the evil Satan,
era nga tebalina adde obukuumi,
do not have any protection.
Bw'otunuulira mpaka essuula eno ey'omukaaga,
if you look to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33,
ekiragiro kya kusooka kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
command is to first seek the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
bwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
then bino bituwongerweko,
this will be added us,
batusomeyo tuwulire,
let's read there we hear.
Matayo essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiri lw'asatu mu ssatu,
Matthew chapter 6, the verse 33,
naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako.
Yesu yabazibwe, praise Jesus much.
Kingi we tubeera twetaaga wansi w'enjuba,
there are many things we need under the sun,
naye Katonda atulawula n'atugamba,
but God wants and tells us,
Matayo essuula ey'omukaaga,
in the Matthew 6,
verse
33,
naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwe,
you first seek his kingdom,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
then bino byonna bye twetaaga bitubiri twongerwako,
all these we need will be added us,
kiri bwe kiti abooluganda,
it is like this brethren, that if you look to evangelist Benihim,
and
the powerful evangelist in the whole world, as the eras past have been, but what surprises most, that many evangelists are like him, those who become powerful, not in preaching gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, but preaching the gospel, prosperity gospel, and themselves become enemies of God, and
in
turn the two enemies of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, because the command given us, all are sent in this world, and God has sent us. He says, when you go, preach the kingdom of heaven.
So
you're not sent to preach the kingdom of this world, even desires of this world. According to what is in the Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, let us read with here. Matthew chapter 10, from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunya olw'omunaana, muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa.
Yes, you have praise Jesus much. That it's truthful.
Bw'oba okwasaganyiza bwe tutandikidde wennyini.
If you connect from where we began, according to 3 John, from verse 1 and 2,
and
God wants us balance our prosperity of things in heaven in those of this world.
He
says the only way to do it is Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. We first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness that gives us riches of heaven. Then this we need of the world, we shall be added to them
all.
Now how are we to do it? That children of God in the whole world,
to
see that they focus on the riches in heaven,
it's
to change, preach them the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
that
they can turn their spirits to look to things in heaven. Even God will ease, add on them what they need in this life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That he said in Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8,
that
we sent to both people to preach the gospel to them.
We
preach to them the kingdom of God, the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We
to say, preach the kingdom of heaven is in our heart. When you move, preach the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Now, then we get to heal, raise the dead, cast the demons, remove the lame, and things like those. Now, all those are the promises of this gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. When you look to Matthew 6:33,
that
first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, these will be added to you. Those you need, it become in Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, that when you
born,
the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then these will follow later. You cast demons, heal diseases, walk the lame, raise the dead. This just follows from behind, it's not the gospel. The things we need in this world,
the
promises of the gospel, it is not the gospel. Now it is true that the evangelist Benihim, when he took his repentance to God,
he
repented to the whole world. For in the evangelist known in the whole world, and he repented saying that the prosperity gospel,
mulungi.
It caused a lot of craziness.
Era naye kimuzizaayo emabega.
It has taken him back.
Asobola okugenda alongoose eyo bye yayiga Katonda.
The epoch corrects his land from God.
Theology with
theology.
Akwatagana n'ebyenjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Standing God for the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirize
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Natunuse mparagulafu
y'okubi. When we shall reach the second
part. Yagamba nti ebintu abikomezzaamu.
He said he ended things there.
Ebyenjiri ebyenfuna by'ensi eyo.
Prosperity gospel.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Maybe you could say okutunde emikisa.
Instead of selling blessing,
okutunde ebyamagero,
selling miracles.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
No okutunde enjiri,
even selling the gospel.
Simo okwewisa baali batunda enjiri.
What the price was he was selling that gospel?
Oba ogenda okubuulira ewantu olina osasula.
Go to preach in a place you have to be paid by them.
Naye ate n'ebyobuulira byennyini.
Yet still, even the things you preach, and they rock.
So bwe yamala okwenenya kuno,
after he did this repentance,
we tusomako kankano,
that we study of now,
kati yavaamu okwolesebwa kwa twasoose okunnyonnyoka.
That's why God gave him a vision we must not explain.
Okwangalia Uganda,
for the nation of Uganda.
Waliwo okutambula kw'omwoyo mutukuvu okw'amaanyi na Uganda.
It's a mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Era okutambula kw'omwoyo kwali. Okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
ende bubu
bwakola revival n'okuddizibwa obujja.
That's revival and restoration.
Okutya okw'amaanyi mumaanyi.
Mighty, mighty move.
Kwakuva mu Uganda.
So come from Uganda.
Bwe kinatuukira omwaka
2022
ajja kuba ensi yonna emaze okuwuliziganya n'ensonga
eyo. All world would have gotten aware of that issue.
Naye yamala kwenenya.
Yet he first repented.
Kakati labako ekiriwo.
Can you see what is?
Nti wadde yenenya mu mwaka gwa 2019.
God repented in the year 2019.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Enjiri ebyenfuna by'ensi bye babadde babuulira.
The prosperity gospel that they have been preaching.
Ereese saluli.
It brought a lot of craziness.
Era n'agamba.
And he says,
"Say kenyini yali agenda maso n'okwetereza mu byenjiri.
Moved on correct himself in this gospel.
Gagamba abimaliriza tabiddamu.
He says it's done with it, no more doing it.
Yalinga alengedde obuzibu Mukama yamuwuliriza ku buzibu obujja okubaawo.
God began to shame of the problems which is to happen.
Olw'enjiri eyo.
For that gospel.
Kubanga bwe mukyusa enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
When you change the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omugulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Muleeta ekikolimo ku nsi.
You bring a curse on the world.
Era twagala okutegeeza ensi.
We want to proclaim to all nations of the world.
The
reason why there is a curse of coronavirus in the world. Many problems following from behind. Of what has brought the problem? The changing of the gospel. Of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We need
to follow gospel of material gains of the world.
Kusinziira ku Galatia esura eno esooka.
According to Galatians chapter 1.
Yuro mukaga pakore ko
from verses 6 to 10.
Ayogera nga agamba bwati.
He speaks as he says like this.
Aba Galatia esura esooka n'olugiriri olwo mukaga.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6.
Neewuunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti. Eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
Yes.
Omutume Pawulo kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
Apostle Paul by the Spirit of God.
Wagalatia esula esooka nyoro omukaaga.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6.
Yagamba nti neewuunya.
Said I marvel.
Kubanga musenguka amangu okuva mu kisa kya Kristo.
That is soon removed from the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
Go to another gospel.
Bw'oba oyagala osenguka mu kisa kya Katonda ekijjudde ensi.
Why do you shift from the grace of God filled with this world?
Kubanga ebyandikwa bingi mu Zaburi bigamba.
For scriptures many in the sound
of it. Ekijjudde ekisa kya Katonda.
The earth is filled of the grace of God.
Naye mba munakisenguka mulabe ebizibu.
If you will shift from it to see problems.
Omukyusa enjiri.
You change the gospel.
Kubanga bw'oyagala osenguka mu kisa kya Katonda.
You want to shift from the masses and the grace of God.
Ng'ensi yonna kankano bwe yasenguka okuva mu kisa.
As the entire world shifted from that grace.
Enjiri yamala kutuuka mu nsi yonna.
The gospel has changed the whole world.
Tuva ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
We shifted from gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
The righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Bwe twagivaako.
When we shifted from it. The grace ceased to be there.
Katonda kye yateeka ku
that God put on the world.
Tuwolekere ekikolimo.
And we headed on to the cars.
I
want to tell all you out in the world,
departing
from the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
what
has brought all these curses which have happened in the world, have increased from when the year 2020 began,
and
the ending of them,
and
simply we have revived the gospel of the kingdom of God. The righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Galatians 1:7.
He moved
on speaking like this.
Galatians 1:7.
Not another, but people trouble you.
You
want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Let me tell you, when you bring trouble to the world, change the gospel of Christ. Christ Jesus, when he began to preach, he didn't preach anything else except the kingdom of heaven. When you read well Matthew chapter 4, the verse
17,
the Bible speaks, this is what Christ did. Let's read with
here.
Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 17. Yesu
nasokerawo okubulira n'okugamba nti mweneye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Owulira enjiri ya Kristo
yabwakabaka
bwa muggulu,
the kingdom of heaven.
Tumulaba ne bwe yali atutuma mu Matayo 10:7,
naffe
yatugamba mugende mubulire obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Go preach kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Kati mukuba oyagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo,
want to change the gospel of Christ,
okyusa n'ova ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa
Katonda in the kingdom of heaven,
awo n'okakasa nga ogikyusiza ogivuddeko.
Naye
manya ekintu kimu,
oba
ogenda ttawaanya abantu.
You are then going to trouble people. Do not be surprised.
This
2020 to be very wild, and it is just with
problems,
troublings or two people in every place. Have you heard where in Galatians 1:7, if you want to be troubled, change the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of God,
the
righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Let's read then Galatians. Galatians 1:7.
Yes,
these
people then are going to trouble others.
Era,
the evangelist Benny Hinn to say,
did
the prosperity gospel. It's not even the gospel. It's brought a lot of craziness in the world. That craziness.
Someone
crazy,
out of control.
Who is out of control? That's what I call fuga. Unsafe.
The
way you see the world, even another one, to be shaky, he felt the shaking of the world is coming. Just to trouble people. As you see the troubles which are prevailing now, since the year 2020 began, now God,
when
he said, now I want The call of the whole world.
Ukuri kugwanga lya Uganda kutandike.
For the nation of Uganda to begin.
Mbayite mulimu gwanga okusemba yobo na okuba mosiyo.
Call them in a final work, all of them from all the nations of the world.
Mulimu ogwo.
That work.
Gaye revival.
And it's the revival.
Oku bizibo bujjo okukyasi.
In restoration the greatest.
In
the last on this planet earth.
Nakusandikira ddala mu kurevivinga enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
From reviving also the kingdom of God.
Okutuukira.
It's the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Era nga kutuddizibwayo.
We are restored into it.
Today, to give them who don't
go back,
resume,
get it up. For without that, the curse is still spreading more in the world. Let's read the verse 9 we see. Verse 8 and 9. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.
Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu. Bw'abuuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga awulira ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Kabe malayika nga yerimbalimba nti ava mu ggulu.
Oh, an angel claims to come from heaven.
Obanga yegamba nti yali mutume wa Katonda.
Oh, he said he was an apostle of God.
N'aleeta enjiri etali ya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
A gospel which sort of the kingdom of God.
Na butuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Akolimirwenga.
Let him be cursed.
Eggulu terisobola kutumayo muntu ng'agenda abuulira byanfuna byansi.
Heavens cannot send any person when they go to preach the prosperity.
Kabe malayika tasobola kutumibwa
kwekyo. If an angel can be sent on that.
Kati gw'obeera mubaka w'ani.
Now you are whose ambassador?
Abuulira ebyensi
eno. Who preach material things of the world.
Obeera mubaka wa Sitaani.
You are an ambassador of Satan.
Era n'abamu mwakyusibwa okubeera ababaka ba Sitaani.
Some of you have changed to be ambassadors of Satan.
Nga mwetaaga okwenenya nga
bukyali. You need to repent when it's still time.
Ekyokulabirako kyekyoyo gwe mubadde mwesiga ennyo mu nsi.
Example is the one you've been trusting in the whole world.
Mulizi w'enjiri Benny Hinn.
Evangelist Benny Hinn.
Oyenenya n'agamba naye bannange.
When you repented, say friends.
Enjiri y'ebyenfuna byensi eno.
Prosperity gospel.
Iresi bitawana mingi.
God made the troubles in the world.
Iresi bitawana jiamaze nikituka.
Troubles eventually came.
Wabulu kujihimiliza kile kintu
eki. But to stop, maybe it's one thing.
Katonda agambye kagule mu butongole okuyitibwa kwaza subizensi yona.
God has set him officially open his worldwide promise call.
Kuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which is on the nation of Uganda.
Ngamujja okukola mulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusema zinga wensi.
Come work in God's final work on this planet earth.
Ye revival.
It's the revival. And restoration.
Mukyasinzira okusema okusema zinga wensi.
The greatest and the last on this planet earth.
Okusinza mu Uganda ekkola lya
Africa. And it's facing in Uganda.
Era nga kutandikira ddala ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And begins from gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Osobola okuyimiriza ekikolimo kino ekinene ekiri ku nsi ate nga kikyadduka kikyeyongera.
Stop this big curse which is on the world yet increasing.
Ekirimu agalwadde.
Involving sicknesses.
N'emitawaana emirala mingi.
And many other troubles.
Okuva omwaka 2020
gwatandika. When the year 2020 began.
So bakugambye.
Now they told you.
Ikaba agamba nti malayika.
That oh he says an angel.
Kakati mwabulira enjiri ebyenfuna byensi.
I do preach prosperity gospel.
Simanyi wa malayika ki yakusisinkana.
I do not know whether which angel met you.
Bwaba ava mu ggulu.
If he comes from heaven. No.
Tekisoboka.
That is impossible.
Kozi oliko bano bamalayika abaagwa abaabulibwa mu ggulu.
You are on the fallen angels who were just from heaven.
Ate bwaba Katonda.
And if it is God.
Sobera nti yeriddemu olukwe n'akyusa
ebigambo. I do not expect his betrayed himself to change his words.
Tekisoboka.
It is impossible.
Katonda ababumu.
God
and Uri n'ennaku zonna.
The same yesterday, today and forever.
Takyuka kyuka.
It has not changed.
Temutulimba nti mwatumiddwa Katonda ku bigambo.
Don't deceive us, we are sent by God over those words.
Ebyenjiri ebyenfuna byensi.
Oh, gospel material things of the world.
Kubanga agamba nti ababuulira ebiriwo ebityo.
Because he says people preach things like those.
Balabe be.
They are his enemies.
Kati simanyi oba yakutumye obeera omulabe
we. I don't know whether he sent you to be his enemy.
Wabula alina wayogera nti abantu be.
But there is where he said the one who sent you.
Ayogera nga agamba.
He speaks as
abantu bafuuse abalabe be mu nnaku zino.
His people has become his enemies in these days.
Yes, he was with
grace Jesus much.
Ajogera weji.
Where does he speak that?
Mika sura y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Micah chapter 2 verse 8.
Naye mu nnaku zino abantu bange bayimusenga abalabe mujja kesuka ku ngoye zaabo abayita nga tebaliiko kye batya ng'abantu abatayagala ku lwana
onaku zino abantu ba Katonda bennyini ababuulizi
bamukyukira
era okutangula okubuulira enjiri ebyenfuna
by'ensi
mwe abalinga abaweereza ba Katonda
mwamukyukira ne
mwegatta ku sitaani mulyoke mubeere abalabe ba Katonda
era
ne mukyusa bangi okwetoola ensi
yonna
ne mubafuula abalabe ba
Katonda
akati gwe labako mu Yakobo essuula ey'okuna
in the first four,
unto
five,
you get what you have who
speaks this authority in liberty.
Yakobo esuula ey'okuna n'oluyiriri olw'okuna.
James chapter 4 from verse 4.
Mwe abakazi abenzi temumanyi ng'omukwano gw'ensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda.
Yes.
Kale omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubeera mukwano gw'ensi yeefuula mulabe wa Katonda.
Bw'oyagala ensi eno
n'ebigiri muno you love the world and things in it
ofuuka mulabe wa Katonda
become an enemy of God
ate gw'abuulira okwegomba kw'ensi
how more you preach the desires of this world
ate gw'oli enemy among the enemy
you are the chief enemy
abuulira ebyenfuna
by'ensi
ate gw'oli mulabe nnyo
you are a chief enemy
wa Katonda
of God
kubanga atanga okubyegomba nga tabibuulira n'abyegomba bwegomba n'ayingira muli
nandiika mu
aba mulabe wa Katonda
ate
gw'abibuulira
mulizi
w'enjiri Benihini yamaliriza mu kwenenya akwagamba ekinviddeko neenenye saagala kungoba mu ggulu
kitegeeza
naye munda muli yali atufiirina ati yafuuka mulabe wa
Katonda
ate ng'afudde bangi okubeera abalabe ba
Katonda
soko otuddiremu ku olunyiri olwo gw'owulire
Yakobo that verse we hear
Yakobo essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okuna
James chapter 4 verse 4
mwe abakazi abenzi temumanyi ng'omukwano gw'ensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda kale omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubeera mukwano gw'ensi yeefuula mulabe wa Katonda
bw'ogwira mu mukwano
if you fall in love
n'ensi n'okwegomba kwayo
world and its desires
ofuuka mulabe wa Katonda
automatically you become an automatic enemy of God
kitegeeza oli Satan number 2
means you're Satan number 2
kalatebako
now you see
eyegomba abeera Satan number 3
who desire is Satan number 3
n'oweegomba ensi
abeera number 3
naye ate abibuulira
abeera
Satan wankubi
Satan number 2
kubanga Satan ye mulabe wa Katonda asooka
Satan is the chief enemy of God number 1
eyegomba ensi naye afuuka mulabe wa Katonda
the world they too become enemy of God
ate ate abuulira okwegomba ku ensi
the one who preach the desire of the world
kale ng'okyali nno ku ebyo
eyeegomba
ensi
ebigiri
muno obululu n'awulira ng'alifiirako
neyeerabira
n'okunoonya
eby'omuggulufuuka
mulabe wa Katonda ate ate ono ababuulira era ng'abakubiriza
mwegomba
ensi mbuulira nga mukyagala
tunula
amawanga musika amamotoka n'amayumba
oyo
mulabe namba 2
that is enemy number 2
wa Katonda
of God
era ndabye abalabe ku
nsi
tubula abasumba bane mujja
kunsonyiwa
saagala nakubasembeera abasinga ku
olw'obulabe
bwe mulina
eri
Katonda
omulamu
naffe baatumye okubeera abakazi
we are sent to be his ambassadors
We
do not want to become enemies. But I want to
draw
to you if you are ready to turn from your enmity.
But
what you can turn is one way.
To
stop preaching the prosperity gospel of this world. You camper. You taught the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
begin to preach it. Then we can draw close to each other. But we shall not be able to move together except we agree. Amos 3:3 saying that two do not move together except they have agreed. Now if we turn become enemies like you and we move with you to
reach
the material gains of this world, turn it to us. Preach gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness, and we move together. We prove you one thing. You shall never turn gate onto your side.
You don't
turn gate onto where we are. Where we preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You know, English is interesting. No, it's not what I preach through. I'll preach within it in its season.
And
I want to read again in James. Read in the English Bible. Read me English, we see.
James chapter 4, verse 4.
Yakobo is Sure Yokuna, Ulinirwakuna.
It says,
Igamba.
Adulterers. And adulteresses.
Abenzi abasajja n'abakazi.
Do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God?
Temumanyi nti omukwano gw'ensi bulabe ne Katonda.
Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
N'olwekyo oyo ayagala okubeera omukwano gw'ensi afuuka omulabe wa Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Abenzi.
Adulterers. We have adulterers and adulteresses. We have
Mukanisa
in the church. That adultery is of straying from the Spirit of God, departing from the Lord. Now there are many pastors and servants of God and the adulterers. Can the entire world be adulterers and adulteresses? Going desiring this world and they fall in love with it and things within it. They leave the love of God that He put on us. And they did the world. They loved and they gave out His Son. His beloved can save you from the destruction of this world. The much love God showed on them.
Spoken
in John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. That for God so loved the world,
gave
us one beloved Son, that the world be saved through Him. Now you see, instead of preaching God for salvation, the kingdom of God already in the kingdom of heaven.
And
he preached the prosperity gospel. He said that
adulterers,
how can they live the love he has with them? They fall with love of this world. Because the speech of that adultery, chapter 4, verse 10, those adulterers who live the Spirit of the Lord.
Hosea
chapter 4, verse
10. Kubanga baleseyo okusayo omwoyo eri Mukama. Lunyola 11. Obwenzi n'omwenge, n'omwenge omusu bimalawo okutegeera. Lunyola 12. Abantu bange beebuuza ku kikonge kyabwe. N'omuggo gwabwe gwe gubabuulira.
Yes.
Benzi nnyo.
adulterers, they left the Lord. God said they will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Now they want to tell him what is done on earth, let it be done in heaven.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
You
know, adultery of strength from the Lord? You will see where it begins when you begin to desire this
world.
If you commit adultery of strength from the Lord, this physical adultery is very easy. That's why many of you are hidden that your servants are born. Men, women, you are moving, flowing in adultery. Your past is different women. Because you first committed spiritual adultery of straying from the Lord.
And
you go in the desire of the
Lord.
Preach it for truth in your eyes. Receive the world you preach in truth.
It
ties all people become enemies of God.
God, you
say you become my enemy.
Going
on Satan. Leave him to you with his acts. He tells us here when we are entering the year 2020.
In the service
we had in December
35, 2019.
Satan is going to launch his evil works in the year 2020. The most extremes and the last.
Goes
under the number 666. For the sign of Satan on the pyramids, it turned into each other. Even the name Lucifer being officiated in the world to be that is God. And the many problems, and as we were there, these fell off of versions and they began. Sicknesses have come. Many problems are coming. Those who come preaching the gospel all
over
of God, preaching material gospel of the world.
And
the old world and enemies of God. And you thank God that He resumes to call you back in His love. But real hatred has been there. Between God and those who inhabit the world.
For
preachers in this world.
So they
preach the desire of this world. They became enemies of God.
Turned
many into enemies of God. When you read the verse 5, James chapter 4,
he
speaks as he says like this.
James chapter 4,
verses 5.
Obamuluza, ngechawandikiwa chogerera bwerere. Omoyo gwe yatuza mufi, gwe gongo kuleta obujja.
Forget the spirit working in us.
We mutandikira ebyenfuna byense.
We don't obujja bumukwabya. Begin material things of the world, it gets envious.
The
spirit feels angered over that thing. That's why in the second paragraph, the repentance of evangelist Benihin, he
says,
I feel it's a care and sin. Grievous, angers the Holy Spirit. Ask money, go to preach in the place. Pray for blessings and miracles. Holy Spirit already got jealous with His people. With the pastors and prophets, evangelists, in many like those, right from religions, beliefs which are there seem to be understandable. Even the false salvation. If you left God for the kingdom of God, right in the kingdom kingdom of heaven.
Did
you begin to preach the promises of the gospel? And you made them into a gospel?
Did
you preach the desires of this world? You became real enemies of God. There are some men, they say, we do not preach things of the world. Lord, you are of Jehovah. You
see,
they are going to live forever in the paradise of the
Father.
That to the desiring of this world. You desire the earth even beyond. Father is in heaven, you want to insist remain on the world. Others that
you're
going to build New Jerusalem, America. I hear those of Latter-day Saints. The Mormons.
You
don't want to go for it, get back to heaven. Now, because the Holy Spirit is jealousy, concerning prospering the gospel, if the desiring is in it,
warned
us in the first John, passing through John. 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. And his folk saying like this.
First
John chapter 2 from verse 15.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wakubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi. Okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Owulira ekizibu ekibeera. Here where the problem is.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wakubadde ebiri.
Not the world, neither the things in the world.
Kuliriza.
You listen.
Temwagalanga nsi.
Love not the world.
The planet, the earth.
That is the planet earth. And the things in it. The other ones will live in the paradise of God forever.
And see, you know, the planet Earth is developed.
Planet
Earth,
don't feel you desire it.
Maybe you didn't be
very keep them on up.
What is
it? I don't have
a work of your local assembly.
What God gives you, what you use in this life, serving of God,
for me
to understand Him. That is 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
This is our work on
the different poverty of God.
Who
really gave us what it is in this life to serve Him, moving to understand Him.
Shouldn't
desire them, you feel you're taken up by them. What is given you to use in this life and that you need? Even serving God, because for the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, buying time to move it and understand Him. Now
we
have told you, love not the world.
According
to John chapter 2, verse 15. Don't you see the world rotating? You just look at it. Your Father is in heaven, why love and desire it?
We are going to fuka murabe.
We want to become His enemy.
Akusubira kunda muguri kunisoje gomba.
But if you go back to heaven, you are on this world desiring it.
Auri ladanga no kwaga la kote kukuri na
mbebidi emil. His love is not in you.
Era mubadde mwene mbira mu makanisa muno mwa gara katona.
You see yourself in churches that you love God.
Inga la singa kumbe muri ba ya yi mwanga la bebe.
A con men and women, your enemies. Now repent. You push us far away from God. You already departed from Him. The love of God is not even in you.
Where you marry my work, I have
to come on the mountain that God has loved you.
But you
look your houses. After you build it, come and say, God has rose for me.
I love you,
in the houses and the cars.
When he will
appear in the mansion, is born here, he is born there. Will you deny him? Last time when he came here, the Lord Jesus was born in the mansion. I'm telling you, you don't set any of the faith. He can't directly tell us to leave God and depart from Him.
He knew what things can cause us to become enemies of God.
He knew that you begin to serve God. When you love Him, you love him so much. I am going to get things which will make
you
yourself will mess up your own gods. You do what he does not want. You can't preach the material gains of this world. If you get to be hated, you hate each other with God. You become enemies with God. Satan kills people with bad. The deal has worked for him. I got an enemy of God. He's not on my side. He begins to enjoy you. They are rejoicing on all parts of the world. He knows there is.
He preached his gospel,
prosperity gospel, material gains of the world.
How did he
feel peace? The servants have served me.
Now they serve God, yet they are his enemies.
You know, Apostle Paul, when he was still Saul,
ever
appeared as an enemy of God, yet he did not know that. And in the Acts, Acts chapter
9,
they meet with God. God appears to him.
He
tells him, you Paul,
Saul,
why thou persecuted me? Who are you, my Lord? Where have I persecuted you? You
persecuted
my church, you are my enemy. I was serving you.
What the years he spent in that thing?
Some of you servants out there have saved your servants of God, but
you've
cut it off your servants. We may put servants of Satan. Because what you preach, they are not what God sent you to preach. You rather
preach
that of Satan. You are servants of God.
Evangelist Benny Hinn saw that.
He became an enemy of God.
He became a servant of Satan.
He said, you know why I tell you that?
I don't want to be just from heaven.
He does not repent.
To change the many perverted.
Heaven they will close and chase you from the doors. You first repeat the first John, chapter 2, verse 15.
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
You hear what happens? For everything in the world, the last of the flesh. You know things of the flesh. Looking at different parts of women and men.
When you begin to desire lust after them.
The foolishness of Satan can make you get foolish. If you look to that palm, are you going to eat it? Do they boil it in the saucepan? Even when before Satan has just corrupted your understanding. Ever since you followed that path, you took all of it off and finished it. Desired and admired the chest of that man. As if you were to put it in the saucepan. After you ate it, you got satisfied.
There is
the lasting of the eye. And the curse is lasted over. Let me ask a question. When lasted the story house you slept in the
cave?
Because see, you find one room you don't occupy the entire room. Just a few meters within that room of yours, bedroom.
Okay.
First John chapter 2 verse 16. He said the pastor drives a limousine, an express aeroplane of himself. You will leave them here. Tell me those who lasted after them.
Why get foolish
to that extent? Some
must
say apostle abused. I have asked a question.
Why
get foolish? I have not said you are foolish. But you
say
you gradually getting foolish. For in truth, you give the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. If you follow things, you will live here tomorrow. Even you get itching of ears, and you want to listen to such things. People move from their home, they come to fellowship in the synagogues. Yes, they are aiming at them, houses, food, the cars. Give up on it even if you tell them.
Heaven is this and this.
They feel that is boring. When the preach to pray, they say, the Father in heaven.
You ask. In heaven,
yet you want to know the one there for you, want to ask him what you desire on the world. Why he repented, you have begun understanding. He had already become an enemy of God. He turned many into enemies of
God.
He knows when God will lay hold of him when he gets from the body. He will pay him, tell him how it became his enemy. Many in the world to make them into enemies of God. You drift exalt yourself. Now you see. You're going to do all those. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 will tell you. It will tell you like this. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Yes.
What did you come with?
lwaki olulunkana?
Why get greedy?
Now I wonder,
now you servants,
whether you are of God or of sin, that it's you to put what you want. That's why I've spoken, you servants. How dare you rich get corrupted?
Feel
the greed of material things taken of this world.
What are you going to take?
God will ask you there, where and the houses you brought from the world, even the cars. What, how many have you packed from the world? How dare rich get corrupted like that? This is what made Benihin. Say, wonder how he got spoiled like that. 20 solid years I am corrupted. The point is you rich and you say, you know someone can get foolish.
Yes.
But it is a level they reach and they say,
I want to
go. Then how did they get foolish to this far?
I'm never corrupted.
He goes back home with him. Indeed, I'm so corrupted and spoiled. Others are acting right in the people. When you get back briefly in the past, John, chapter 2, verse 17, he speaks as he says like this. First John chapter 2, verse 17. You heard very well.
One
passes away with its desires.
After
pass away, everything you expected to last after.
People
love God, do what He wants.
For it
will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
If we discover
what's done in heaven, we do it on here. The eternal life, the heavens which is, the new heavens and the new earth,
those
found above the heavens,
they are
an inheritance for us. It's like you, when you're seated down there,
when you
got corrupted,
you got
to preach material gains of the world,
indeed
you became an enemy of God.
Turned
into enemies of God.
Or
you are barely turned you into that. Indeed, your life ends. Let me tell you, because you have not seen well, the pit of the bottomless pit, you are remaining with one step to fall down there. Even the lake of fire waits for you. There is no hope in that word.
But
began gradually as you departed from the gospel.
As
you argue, pray, Hail Mary. Ask you where it's written in the Bible, you don't answer.
Now,
out there, you two in your own world, you became enemies of God like that.
They
are brothers, the Protestants. Them, even the gospel of the kingdom of God, I wonder why they speak now. They hear us, what are we speaking? They are wondering. The kingdom of God, and the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven.
What is that? You know, to get lost,
they are mad for the mad people, the ones who forget their homes. Which forest have you brought me? You
friend,
you hope to preach the kingdom of God and righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. That's where you came from.
Began
to preach those stories. Those of different beliefs. Each one comes out, you pick what they feel they are lasting over.
But
let me first tell you, everything born of God, it overcomes the world. You must appear when you no more desire anything in the world, neither things in it. Prove you are a child of God. Then you pray to him a perfect prayer. And the Father in heaven. Pray to him, Father, and not a child, it does not make meaning. Even an enemy, now we keep you his enemy. Those who say, apostle, you are a liar. How we have, yet we do not do what God wants. Let me tell you, you are thieves. You can die with Satan the thief. Steal from those of God, giving the things of this world. You know you've forgotten. The garden where we were in Adam. The trees, it's God who planted them. He refused us to touch and eat some. Now what God refused us? Are what Satan told us to eat. And you have forgotten. Even this world God created thee. Things in it are
his.
Those he's refused them to us. We are still in the same garden. Women, he tells you, marry one. Men, he tells you, get married to one man. Nice houses are many. Don't lust after them, leave them. What's enough for you? Speak of the fat of things of the garden.
And it's done here, we have a guy here.
Let them say, this is refuse you. It lasts after them.
You get
preachers who preach what you desire to hear.
So, I began by Yoka and Soka.
I sold us in the first John.
First
John chapter 5 from verse 4.
Kubanga buli ekyazaalibwa Katonda kiwangula ensi. Era kuno kwe kuwangula okwawangula ensi. Okukkiriza kwaffe.
Bwe tunakkiriza.
When we shall believe.
Bwe okkiriza kuba mukwana n'okulya ekigambo
kya Katonda. Come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Romans 10 verse
17.
Buli ekyazaalibwa Katonda kiwangula ensi.
Born of God overcomes the world.
Angulira ebigwe tolina nabo kakafunti ddala ozaaliddwa Katonda.
Then you do not have even proof that you're born of God.
Woonafulira obukakafu.
Where do you get proof?
And
you just see the world, look at it.
Maybe even
things in it. Remained one thing what God gives you use in this life.
Is
serving him. But nothing takes you up. From God and from the gospel and the righteousness in
the
there you would have gotten proof you are born of God. But you deceive yourselves.
After
you pray, say, our Father in heaven, are you sure? He is your father.
What
is born of God overcomes the world. And the pastor still preaching this world. Think God is your father.
You're
a child still there. You also got your spiritual father here. That is that your pastor. Move in ways of desire in this world. After you pray, your father is in heaven.
Look,
proof if he got you. You desire the small things in it. You became an enemy to God. You think he is your father. Don't get angry of me. I preach you truth, I do not lie.
He
the Holy Spirit himself.
Why
did the evangelist
Benny Hinn repent?
When
he has fame in the whole world,
he
got to discover it. And he's an enemy of God all along. And he had turned many to enemies. Did I go look at you out there and you exalt, lift yourself high in this world? Yet you are enemies of God.
You're
going to be cut off in the shortest time. Bible says, yeah, I saw the evil lifted high up. Yet in a short time, he was no more. God came on the world. God put a face on this world.
Which
is final work on the planet Earth. Revival and restoration the greatest. Don't expect him to leave you high up there.
Because
his glory he will never give it to another.
All you,
in the glory of God is going to take you from there.
Some
of you say your spiritual fathers.
I
do not know which spirit you have ever begotten. Others, you are his lordships.
Apostle
so and so. Inspector General Pastor. And many others. You know, God put the world in place, in the things in it. And he said, I'm going to put it even in your heart. Everything, at least you look at, you look it
nice.
I'm going to refuse this and the other. The one who overcomes it, that is my son. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 9.
Magoba chigafuno yakole emirimu mwecho mwateganira. Oliyo ole 10. Nalaba okutegana katonda kwe yawa abana babantu okubateganya. Oliyo ole 10 n'olumu. Yafuula buli kintu okuba ekirungi mu kiseera kyakyo. Era yateeka ensi mu mutima gwabwe. Naye agiteekamu bw'atyo omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukebera mulimu Katonda gwe yakola okuva ku lubereberye okutuuka ku nkomerero.
Yasira bino byonna bye yakola mu nsi. God all busy made the world.
Kopi emu n'agiteeka mu mutima.
One copy he put it in your heart.
N'agamba njagala mugyerekereze nga bw'erimu.
I want to leave it as it's there.
Mutandika okunoonyereza ku mirimu gyange gye nakola okuntandika
mpaka ku nkomerero.
Kasita munaakola ako.
If you'll do that,
muli baana bange,
you wangu, I'm my children, you've overcome the world. I prove not many of my past this wrong. The world is put in
it.
Those he put in the world. Those which were. Those you're going to be making.
We
put their copies within our hearts. Look to you what and wish it would have been yours.
Every
beautiful woman would have been yours. I say one. I say one. If you overcome that, you are my son. If you overcome this,
you
get times research about God when it began to happen.
Where
is he best to create heaven and earth? What we find in heaven and the earth?
Get
times such out works of God from when they began up to their end. If you see the desire of the world, everything you see, every verse you read in the Bible, you see money there, you see cars, tongues coming, the greed of the world makes you speak all that. After you overcome it, you become his son.
And that evangelist Ben Hill is what he told the whole world. As we repeated preaching the prosperity gospel, and it made many people get crazy. And it became enemies of God. All if we could turn and change like him, this gospel which has been revived, that is the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. Tells us we change our mindset, look to things in heaven. According to Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. If you risen together with Christ Jesus, we died and we know we rose together with him. Let's look at things in heaven where Christ sits. We cease to get on those of the world. Your turning will appear and manifest. And we are going to be able to see the evangelists of the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And
have
looked most what's in heaven to proclaim them to those on the world. And how are they done that we do them on this world? The way evangelist Ben Hinn has to move on to change and turn. Totally. Someone said, but that apostle, was I the first to tell him?
Lord,
the Holy Spirit himself told him.
He's
the one to explain the world even to him himself. What means to repent, to live, turn from the prosperity gospel, to get to the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You repeat the
call.
This is what it means to totally turn. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If we see both together with Christ, seek for things which are above in heaven, where Christ sits. What do you seek for yourself? Cars,
mayumba,
houses, you are on the wrong deal. You're too seeking for scripture to shift your things on this world. I don't know whether Christ sits on this world. Turning will show us even when you
seek
for scripture. You'll seek for God speaking mostly things of heaven. When you seek scriptures, preaching what to
think
of the world. Preach things of the world, we know them. You are not yet aligned, you are still sick.
You're
not sick of the entire body, but the one sick within the brains, and the heart, even the inner man. Outwardly, you will appear healthy. You finish the verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, the verse
2.
Yes. Let's set up a fictional things in heaven, not those of the world. Speaking things of heaven, that's what they speak. What it feels, the human heart is what gets out from there.
He will
reveal him the ask, he will preach that.
Heaven,
explain peace of heaven. Now we wait for you.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. And he calls you the call of the whole world. Which for the nation of Uganda. That is God's final work on the planet Earth. It's the revival. It's the restoration. The greatest and the last of the planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. To revive the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. As the light of the word of God is. To bring in the full knowledge of God. And his glory.
So
now we have finished God and explained the vision of evangelist Benihin, the prophecy on Uganda. Where he was shown the vision, that there is a mighty move of the Holy Spirit coming from Uganda. The mighty move of the Holy Spirit in power, much power.
Which
moves revival and restoration. Time to reach there 2022.
You
could have touched the whole world. And that was told him after repenting that we have
heard
of. Repented for preaching the prosperity gospel.
When
we got a certain scripture, the enmity of God which happens. The one preach the prosperity gospel. All seeking the peace of this world.
And
those who preach true. How to become enemies of God. And to repent.
Can't
begin seek peace in heaven. To seek peace in heaven. It's not of this world. Let us lead back to the second paragraph. Repentance of evangelist Benihin. We shall mostly look to the great case they have committed on the Holy Spirit. Of praying for blessings as they ask money for that. Miracles. And the selling of the gospel. Those
you
shall understand of that, that too brings a curse. And to be in the grip of sin.
They
think the fear of God is the many prophets.
And
the Acts chapter 8, and the verse 14 to 22, he's the one who brought money. And he thought that
people
God may buy him with his power.
He
told him, you are into a snare. You are in the midst of sin.
When
you put the gift of God, it's to be bought. The question will be asked. You had no portion on that issue.
Those
who sold the gospel, have they been on the right path?
Those
who sell miracles,
have
they been having the word spirit or not? Have no portion on him, all such people. Let's await the portion C. Part 6. Of the answering of God. Why there are many problems. From when the year 2020 began. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.